Our all-female college guaranteed a focus on academic achievement and extracurricular leadership we might have missed at a co-ed college. It was a given that the president of our class, the editor of the paper, and the top student in every field would be a woman. And it could be any of us. The absence of male students cleared out a lot of psychic space and created a safe zone for us to eschew appearances Monday through Friday afternoon. We focused on our studies without distraction. My friends and I studied hard and dated boys our own age, mostly from Harvard and other Ivy League schools, whom we met through friends or at mixers. Walking into my daughter's co-ed dorm at Stanford, seeing boys and girls lying and sitting in the hallways, I wondered how anyone gets any studying done. By the mid-1960s, the sedate and sheltered Wellesley campus began to absorb the shock from events outside. The debate over Vietnam articulated attitudes not only about the war, but about duty and love of country. For many thoughtful, self-aware young men and women, there were no easy answers, and there were different ways to express one's patriotism.